For this Friday, June 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Game 1 of the NBA Finals took place last night, and the Indiana Pacers pulled off another incredible comeback to win at the Oklahoma City Thunder, 111-110. The Pacers never led in the game until Tyrese Halliburton hit the go-ahead shot with 0.3 seconds remaining. Indiana trailed by as many as 15 points early in the fourth quarter. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 19 points. Indiana now leads the best-of-seven NBA Finals series 1-0. Game 2 is Sunday evening in Oklahoma City. University of Southern Indiana has voted against raising tuition. Every 2 years, USI's Board of Trustees meets to discuss the issue. Officials say this is the first time in the school's history they have decided not to raise it. Tuition will remain at just under $300 per credit hour for Indiana undergrads and just over $725 for non-resident undergrads. Officials say they will use funds from housing to subsidize a lot of the school's cost. They say this is possible because they have no debt in housing. Coming up tomorrow, St. Wendell Catholic Church is having their 18th annual Men's Club Grillin' and Chillin' Outdoor Party. It will be held at the St. Wendell Church grounds located at 10542 West Boonville New Harmony Road. Registration is from 3 until 7 p.m. It's open to all makes and models of cars and trucks. The prizes and awards will be given away at 7:30 p.m. There will also be great food, including bratwurst, hamburgers, German bologna, smoked chicken, and soft ice cream. Chasers Bar and Grill on the west side of Evansville is officially getting a rebrand with new owners. According to their Facebook page, Chasers signs started to come down on Thursday and new signs will be going up. Officials say their focus is on quality service, a safe environment, great food, live music, and supporting the community. This change comes 2 months after an incident between a customer and Chasers security guards that led to a lawsuit. Tomorrow across the tri-state is the high school baseball regionals. In Class 4A, Evansville North plays Seymour at Bossy Field at 12 noon. Class 3A will be Evansville Central versus Jasper, and the game will be played at Jasper at 10 a.m. In Class 2A, Evansville Modern A takes on Bar Eve at 10 a.m. at Bossy Field. And in Class 1A, Northeast Dubois will score off against West Washington at Floyd Central at 2 o'clock. And Vincent Gervais faces Shackamack at League Stadium. First pitch of that game is set for 2 o'clock. Finishing up from Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals split their doubleheader at home with the Kansas City Royals. The Cardinals won the first game 6-5 in 10 innings on a Wilson Contreras walk-off base hit. In the nightcap, the Royals would bounce back and win 7-5. St. Louis is now 34-28 overall and begins a 3-game series at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers this evening at 7:15. The Chicago Cubs took care of the Nationals in Washington 7-1. The Cubs improved to 39-23 and now head to Detroit tonight for the first of three of the Tigers, who are 41-23 at 6:10. Detroit and Chicago have the two best records in the major leagues. The Cincinnati Reds had Thursday off and returned to play this evening at home as they battle the Arizona Diamondbacks at 6:10. The Reds are sitting at 30-33 on the year. That's news and sports for this Friday, June 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.